Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today is March 6th. I want to put out a special thank you to this person for sending out this article. This article is from efinancialcareers.com. The article came out 24 hours ago, and it's March 6th. Title is "The HFT Trading Competition Liked by Jane Street and Others is Back." So I'll give you my opinion on this. We're going to talk about a few of the companies out there hiring, what they do. So I'll give you some potential tips on what you might be able to do on some of the areas that I'm seeing in these companies. So a company called IMC, they're based out of Amsterdam. I'm going to talk about some of their jobs and some of the tips that you might want to know about and how the best way to kind of learn the skills, tech skills that they're looking for. So IMC has a competition called Prosperity Trading Competition. They get over 10,000 applicants, and it returns, I believe, in April, I saw. And the stakes are apparently higher, $25,000 cash prize. I mean, this is a large, I guess, HFT, high frequency trading firm, market making. We'll go into that in a minute. So they have this new challenge called Prosperity 2. It's a 15-day challenge. And what you do is you trade seashells to grow an island in an imaginary dystopian archipelago. So the idea is to write trading algos written in Python, as well as, if you can, do manual trading. So these are some of the winners that were the top competitors. So one guy in the U.S., believe it or not, this blows my mind. His name is Konstantin Miyakov, went to into an internship at Radix Trading. Radix Trading is the highest paying internship in the world. This is according to levels.fyi. And what I'm seeing here at Radix Trading, summer 2024, $160 per hour, which comes out to $27,700. $33 per month. Plus, they have a sign-on bonus of $25,000 for a corporate housing. That's a quantitative researcher, and it's at PhD level. That is unreal. There's another one here I'm looking at called Arrow Street Capital. $144 per hour, $25,000 per month. $10,000 sign-on bonus, junior undergrad, quantitative researcher. And so on and so forth. So you can go to that link I gave you at Freelancer, what's it called, eFinancial Careers. You'll see the link going to levels.fyi for these. It looks like they're full up now. That's for 2024 this year. Anyway, some of the other winners of this prosperity contest, another team member, Shubham Anand Jaheen, currently working at Jane Street. Parth Dohia. Now, my pronunciation is bad for this, I know. There is an AI fintech prodigal, and he went back to Stanford to be a graduate teaching assistant. I guess the money's not a big deal for him. All right, some of the other winners included Lisa Yu, highest ranked female, went to Susquehanna, which is an SaaS startup, Lightspace, Richard Zan for Team Unger. Interned at Jane Street. Teammate Fengling Wang got an internship and eventual full-time offer at Geneva Trading. I believe a lot of these are U.S.-based. Oh, there's one here, Australia-based team, startup Vacuum Bubble. Haven't announced any internships or subsequent employment. If the likes of Jane Street were making offers to teams that finished below them, they likely weren't lacking in offers. So this, see, probably for a recruiting process for IMC, I would imagine, or whoever jumps into this. So if you go to imc.com, you can sign up here at prosperity.imc.com, and you'll get all the details of this contest and the video. So it says here, starting April 2024, April 8th, and it's 15 days. Learn as you go, unleash your trading potential, and become the best of the best. All right, so let's talk about this company here, IMC. I've kind of known about this company out of Amsterdam. They oddly do, let me just see, they do market making. They also do market making and ETFs. Can you believe that? I mean, I'm really behind the times here. They also have a way you can access their liquidity, 100 trading venues around the world. They have a variety of places, not in Canada, oddly enough. London, Amsterdam, Chicago, New York, Zug in Switzerland, Sydney, Australia, Mumbai, India, they got Korea, Hong Kong, but not in Canada. Go figure that one out. So about us on IMC, they're technologists, which means they probably are heavy into HFT related market making. So what they do, they develop their own software, hardware, and advanced networks and algos that drive our trading strategies. So they'll probably have a client division that do the actual trading, and then the hardware and software to run all the technology there. So what they have here, market maker stands ready to buy or sell financial product at any time, facilitating the transfer of risk for market participants. Highly automated systems and trading strategies ensure tighter spreads between bid and offer and reducing transaction costs for buyers and sellers. So that is definitely HFT. They got 1,500 employees. They look like a young shop. Yeah, they say they're "We Are Market Makers" hashtag. Okay, so let's go into some of their job descriptions. So in here, if you go again, imc.com, you can find it. So we're looking at the first one, which is in Chicago. I think their most sensitive will probably be in Chicago. FPGA engineer. What they're looking for is FPGA boards for high-frequency trading systems. Optimize existing solutions to achieve reliable, low-latency execution, which we know is used as part of that solution. Obviously, they're looking for the usual education. 5 years of FPGA design and implementation, large-scale, complex environment. That's hard to get into, and let alone have 5 years on top of that. Now, the pay scale, I don't know. Obviously, people can find out through somewhere like Glassdoor. But these are the technologies they want. They want either Verilog, VHDL, C++, and Python, hard development verification testing tools, Verilator, and Vivida. Hardware accelerators and optimization techniques, networking and system level protocol, data center architecture and application. Okay, so that's the job requirement. Now, here's a tip for FPGA. I knew about FPGA probably 10 years ago. If you want to really understand FPGA, I strongly recommend you go into MATLAB, learn their FPGA compilers, I believe, where they'll be able to take your equivalent of Simulink design, and you can convert it into C++, which is not readable, just so you know. Or it can be converted into Verilog and VHDL, which are all the different manufacturers of the FPGA boards. Those are the proprietary languages and so on and so forth. That is the last time. That was 10 years ago. So that is a good starting point. Okay, let's continue some other job descriptions here. Now, remember, this is IMC. Chicago as well. This one is network engineer. So you got to maintain network infrastructure that drives low latency, high performance trading systems. Here they want low latency network, unicast and multicast routing, BGP, BIM, SM, more advanced topics like performance tuning, gap analysis, and automation. Monitor, analyze proper functioning of our network infrastructure using currently available tools. Contribute ideas to new tools. Proactively improve our infrastructure by contributing code to our automation efforts. They got listed here, Bash, Python, Ansible, and AWX. Accurately create, maintain document. So they want you to support Palo Alto firewalls, client VPN, site-to-site VPN, authentication services. So it's a pretty heavy-duty job. They're looking for 8 years of networking experience, Ethernet, LAN, unicast, multicasting, switching packet analysis, and VPN network analysis. As I said, I've talked about the software that they want. CCIE, CNCNP certification is a plus. All right, let's look at another one. Okay, machine learning researcher. There's quite a few here. I'm just going to go through a few more. So this is machine learning. This is in Sydney, Australia. GPU, GPU Direct, and DALI, data pipeline design leveraging libraries. This is an interesting one. Automating ML workflow experiment evaluation management, hyper param tuning, auto ML, and retraining. So it's pretty heavy duty. Evaluate rollout, third-party tooling, ML Flow, Neptune, Ray. Get into the open source ML tools. Extend the capabilities and fix fundamental bugs. Scheduling tools, K8S, Lerm. So I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. But here what they're looking for, MS degree in CS. So if you're an undergrad, this will not work for you. 3+ years of work experience. Fundamental ML frameworks like PyTorch and TensorFlow. Experience in C++ is highly desirable, and along with Python. So that tells me, yeah, they want somebody fairly senior in there, or at least a 3 years coming out of a place like Cisco or whatnot. This is the higher paying for sure. These are the quantitative research modeling. This is done again in Sydney. I'm sure knowing them, if you're highly specialized and they like what they see on your job skills, they'll transfer you wherever you want. This is the one thing about these kind of companies and getting hired by them. They will transfer you and get you into those market, those countries with very little hesitation, I'm sure, from the government. Anyways, back to this quant researcher. So they want to develop high to mid-frequency delta one trading strategies and predictive models for the APAC market. You got to know the boundaries of machine learning in trading, unlock significant edges we have in execution, collaborate to become the best trading firm worldwide. That's their mission. Large-scale data analysis, a drive. We will talk about that in another podcast. And it's rare to see what kind of trading ideas and how they implement these, but this is interesting. Responsible performing large-scale data analysis to derive statistically profitable prediction and market behavior. So it sounds like these guys over at IMC have their own end-to-end in-house variety of solutions on all levels built. Predictions used to inform trading improvement, high and visible impact across the office, long-standing significant edge across market access, global reach. Options, understanding, and low latency. So rapid growth, they've already seen in machine learning, has unlocked these edges, and some of the most interesting and impactful problems are now being tackled. So as I said, they probably have established already principles in place. So it'll even be harder for them to find fresher folks with more unique ideas that they have not seen before. So it would be kind of hard to get in there. So you're going to work with an established research team with both software and hardware developers. Production result. IMC competes and wins as a team. So there's going to be high expectation there. Open idea sharing and collaboration across discipline, desk, and offices. One thing here we need to highlight here, market access, global reach, options understanding. So this is where they play in the options market. Okay? So just so you know. So Your core responsibilities, leverage deep learning techniques to improve prediction quality, collaborate with feature engineers and traders, help ensure set is crafted and used to maximum effect, develop and improve sampling, weighting, cost, target, hyperparameter, and network architecture to suit a range of problems in data presentation. Now, here's the expectation. Push the team forward by keeping abreast of the latest development in industry and academia, tackling some of the hardest problems we have in the quant space. So the more time they spend on this, the harder it is to find unique edge. They want you to mentor all that, apply the understanding of distributed computing, align training, hardware, and approach to rapidly achieve strong results. Okay. Some of the skills, I'm not going to get into what's expected. 3+ years experience as a quantitative modeler. See, if you're probably in a small shop doing this, you could probably get into a bigger shop like IMC. Proven track record of developing and improving deep learning models with proven outperformance in production. So yeah, I don't know how that works from firm to firm, how you can show your proven track record of a former employer to this new employer. I don't know how that works, but this is what I'm saying. You need to have, if you're an independent and you want to get in this space, you most likely have to show third-party verified trading history. And I've been told years ago that these firms, especially when it comes to funding, they will not look at your track record from the broker. They will look at your publishing clearinghouse, which is hard to get. Like that's what they use, not the track record from the broker. And it has to be third-party verified as well. And here's the thing: deep understanding, strength and weaknesses of CNN, RNN, LSTM, and transformers. So they purposely keep that vague, but just give you a high level what they're looking for in terms of like specifics. Many firms do that. So we've got here another quant researcher, feature engineering. I'm just going to go through for anything unique. The rapid growth we've already seen in machine learning unlocked these edges. Some of the most interesting, impactful problems are now being tackled. So again, this job is in Sydney. Okay, we know that. Rigorous and structured process to ensure your results are reliable and well tested. So it's no longer theoretical. You have to prove, and mathematical obviously is what you need by, I'm assuming, proofing concepts, strong grasp of the market dynamics and areas of improvement, collaborating effectively with operational graders, solid understanding statistics of variety of machine learning approaches and the risk of overfitting, experience extracting value from range of sources, public and alternative data. Obviously, that's going to be kept under in secret. Interesting here, 3 years experience as a quantitative researcher with specific experience in high to mid frequency delta one space. Okay. Strong programming skills, at least in one language. Okay, well, we know that. And I think there was another one for C++, but there's not very mentioned in there. But you get the idea of what they're looking for. And I'm sure they trade across many asset classes. Options is the most, usually the most lucrative. That's pretty well it I can offer you with this contest, Prosperity. Do check it out. That's from IMC themselves. That's why I'm going through this. There's some other interesting links in the article. So I'll put all that together in a blog post on my website, quantlabs.net/blog. And we'll go from there. Thanks for listening. And as always, make sure you get on my Discord to talk about stuff like this. We're now approaching 200 people quite quickly. Thanks to those that are part of that. If you want to be part of that, jump in, discuss. That's the whole point of this Discord, to build community. Also, if you're into trading analysis, join my Substack as well. I will have a link for that. And generally, with a newsletter that we have. Yeah, it's going to be kind of cool because we've got some big ideas coming down the pipes. We shall talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.